Now, will you notice that? Let me read verse 3 of chapter 9 of Isaiah. Thou hast multiplied the nation and not increased the joy. They joy before thee according to the joy and harvest, and as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. Now, the nation had been greatly multiplied, and they were more religious, but the joy was gone. And if I may make a parody on a modern cigarette commercial, they were going to church more, but they were enjoying it less. They had a lot of religion, but they never had Christianity, never had Christ. And therefore, this was the period of a great outward manifestation, but no real joy at all. Now, this is a parenthesis between 2 and 3 that's already been 2,000 years long. And why didn't Isaiah fill it in? Why, it's very simple. Because the church was something unknown to Isaiah. Paul in Romans 16, 25 and 26 says, Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets, according to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Now, Paul makes it very clear that which the prophets did not see, they passed over it, as Isaiah does here. We'll come to another chapter, 63, where in one verse, in just a comma, he passes over a period, and that comma's already 2,000 years long. And we find here that these people, that is, they had no revelation concerning the church, but now the church is revealed. And today, this interval is filled in. Now, that is going to make it very clear that the rest of this chapter refers to the nation Israel. And he says here, Thou hast multiplied the nation. And we're talking now about the nation that Ahaz is the king. This is the nation of Israel. Paul says here that it's made known to all nations for the obedience of faith, so that we have a different congregation for the revelation. And here it is just for the one nation. Now notice this. It's important to see. Verse 4 says, For thou hast broken the yoke of his burden, the staff of his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, as in the days of Midian. Now when will that be broken? Well, it'll be broken when Christ comes. Why is it that that little nation today can't enjoy peace? Why is it that they are plagued on every border today? Well, simply because, my friend, they've rejected the only one that can bring peace, their own Messiah. And for that reason, it will be broken, the oppressor, when he comes the second time. Now, verse 5. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood, but this shall be with burning and fuel of fire. And what a sad thing it was when there was sent back from Munich the bodies of these fine young Jewish athletes sent back to Israel, and the mourning of the loved ones there, and the mourning of the nation, if you please. Now, what's back of all of this? Well, they have a Messiah that they've rejected, and he is the Prince of Peace, and he's the only one that can bring peace. Now, these verses, I think, complete the thought of verse 3, and they look beyond the immediate to the great tribulation period that's coming.